The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back to continue the conversation. Time for our Blackman segment, and Coach Philip Shadowins is back from the mountain. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. I appreciate it.
Signal Mountain, huh?
Signal Mountain. They have some construction up on the way up on the mountain on the side of the road, and I was told after I got there by Coach Price's brother that they said that's the most expensive mile of real estate in the state of Tennessee.
Really?
They had dozers working on the side of a mountain. Them guys hope they make good money, because I sure wouldn't want to be up on the dozer, but they said that construction was the most expensive mile in the state of Tennessee. So,
wow.
Beautiful place, nice atmosphere.
Now, you go off of Mont Eagle Mountain and then down and to the right somewhere.
Right. You get on 27 coming when it splits, you go towards downtown Chattanooga, then you go on 27 and you go up the mountain. And it reminds you, if anybody's ever, a lot of people have been to Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
When you go to Ober Gatlinburg, or you stay in a chalet up there in Gatlinburg, you just go windy roads up and up and up and 90-degree curves and all that kind of stuff. And if you're a car sick guy like I am, it's not a very good trip. But once you get there on top of the mountain, it is a nice setting for, surrounded in trees, and they have a big crowd. So nice place, really nice place, and didn't necessarily like the trip, but everything else was good.
Well, it turned out to be a good trip, 41-10, the final score. The Blackman Blaze defeating Signal Mountain last night. Coach, going into that game, after the game, you had 350 yards in total offense, about 2.5 rushing, about 100 or so passing the ball. I didn't see that you had any fumbles. Do you have no interceptions last night either? So
no.
Turnover free night. That's good.
That was good. And they put tons of pressure on us. Their defensive scheme is we're going to play press man. And we're going to bring everybody else, all eight, and so, it didn't lend to good percentages of throwing the football at times, because they're bringing all the heat, and it's all one-on-one. It's kind of like playing in the backyard at times, and we didn't hit enough of those. We didn't catch enough of those. At times we dropped them, but I thought we did all in all a solid job of protecting and handling that. And when you're throwing balls down the field 40 yards, and I said this going in our staff meeting on Wednesday. I said, guys, I understand we can't call, because they play press man, and we can't call, 25 go balls and expect to have a high percentage, because that's the least completed pass in all of football, and not just high school football, but college and NFL football. And so you're throwing some low percentage passes. But when you hit them for home runs. And we had a couple home runs last night, one to Chris Lilly, when Chase threw to Chris Lilly, and one to Brandon Davenport down the middle of the field. For a touchdown. So
Chase threw both of those, I think.
Chase threw both of those last night and played solid and played tough. Got hit a few times along the way, and just thought he managed the game, well. Both quarterbacks played. We'll go ahead and answer that question, both.
I marked it off, Coach.
Marked
it's okay.
I've answered all those questions this week about quarterback, but nobody seems to ask me near as much about who's going to play fullback or tailback or right tackle or left tackle or, receivers. We played lots of kids at lots of positions, and I know it's different when it's the quarterback position, but I think we have two kids that are capable of playing there, and really our sophomore's capable of playing there. He just came in the first week of practice from Germantown, so he don't really know our offense. I mean, he's a talented kid. He's starting on defense and playing every play. So we have three kids that we would love to get reps to. I just don't think you can do that and get in any sort of rhythm. But
right. It's hard enough with two.
It is hard with two, and I've never been one of those that really have, I don't guess in 19 years of being a head football coach, I've ever played two like I'm doing now. But I think both of them bring things to the table. I was exceptionally proud of Chase last night, to be honest with you, because he had to play some defense. We didn't play him as much defense last night, but he had to give us some rest on defense. I thought he played solid and stood tall in the pocket and managed the game. I was proud. Both will continue to play, because I think both give us chances to do things that we want to do. But last night wasn't really about that position necessarily. It was about our defense, I thought.
You're looking for progress in every position.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And
we just talk about the quarterback position all the time.
You know, well, I mean, you've got kids defensively that are battling for spots and rotating in kids. I mean, the question I had was not only quarterback, but a lot of different personnel in many positions, you know, because number one, it was 95 degrees. They had a band member for Signal Mountain actually collapse. I mean, so you've got to run in more kids.
We played, I'm going to say we probably played 7 or 8 kids, and I'm talking about meaning, you know, I'm not talking about at the end of the game or whatever. We played a ton of those, but 7 or 8 kids, maybe 9, in the first quarter and second quarter that hadn't played really any reps to amount to anything all year long. It was hot.
And hottest night of the year, I think. Maybe.
Oh, man, it was hot. I mean, I don't know what it was on top of that mountain, but on top of that mountain was hot, hot. And we come out of the school, which is about a 6 or 7 minute walk up to the field, and you never got to go back into the field. I mean, into the field house. There wasn't a field house. I mean, there was a tent set up there for you. I couldn't put a tent held 35 people probably. I mean, so we just had to stay outside the entire time. But our kids really handled that. And, you know, and I was worried because it was an exceptionally hard physical week of practice. We practiced in pads on Thursday, you know, which is not something I've probably done a handful of times in 19 years. So, but our kids played with more effort. As I watched the video, you know, late last night, I like the effort. We did some things that were wrong. I mean, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. That's part of being a human. You're going to, you know, make mistakes. But we played with great effort, ran to the ball, played really physical football. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see that kind of effort, and they had fun doing it. They, you know, they celebrated with their teammates and did all the things that I think at times we've had missing. But the physicality part and the great effort part, defensively, we played you know, we give up a score, you know, with 2 minutes left, you know, with a lot of other kids in the ball game, which you hate to do, but they left their ones in. But I wasn't going to do that. I mean, I was going to put some other kids in that needed and deserved a chance to play, and they scored late. But was really proud of the effort. Thought we took a step forward and kind of got the little bad taste out of your mouth.
Philip Shadowins is with us this morning talking about the Blackman Blaze, their 41-10 win last night at Signal Mountain. Football is a competitive game. And when you have some teams, maybe Signal Mountain doesn't have that opportunity, and especially in single A, you don't have the luxury of having that competitiveness at several positions, maybe all positions, defensively, offensively. That makes you a better football team, whoever gets the start, because there are going to be a lot of kids that get to play.
Absolutely, and you compete in practice also, which is good. But the bottom line, coming into the year, and we don't talk about it, but coming into the year, we had 2 starters back on one side and 4 part-time starters. All of them 4 wouldn't be full-time starters, but 4 starters back on the other side. And so we had a bunch of kids that we knew that we thought were ready to play as far as physically ready to play. But until you get under the lights and the competition and the pressure and having to play through being tired and all the things you face on a Friday night playing the competition that we play, you don't know how they're going to respond. So we're still mixing and matching and figuring out, you know, who's going to give us the best opportunities. And in some cases, the kids who hadn't played very much on a Friday night before and all of a sudden are thrust into this role, they're still figuring out how to play on a Friday night. You know, so a lot of times kids don't know what great effort is. And they think they do. But then you show them on video, is this effort? And they realize, I didn't play great effort on that play. And so,
and you have to play games to actually show them,
right,
you know, what it is.
Because you get tired. I don't care what kind of condition you're in. You're going to be tired. You know, if you watch the NFL guys, those guys, you know, they alternate every 4 or 5 plays a lot of times up front on defense. They only play one side of the ball there. I mean, you know, so, and those guys are in shape. I mean, you know,
right,
they're NFL people. I mean, they're in shape. But when you play a football game and it's 90 degrees outside or 85 or whatever it's been these first 3 or 4 weeks, you are going to get tired, but you have to be mentally tough enough to play through that and play hard every single play. And as coaches, we have to be intelligent enough to get a kid out of the game when we need to get a kid out of the game. We ought to be able to see that as coaches, that, hey, you know, Joe needs a break or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
And so kids are still learning how to play with great effort every play. I think they did a bit better job of that last night. I thought our coaches did a better job of getting kids in and out and using some of the depth that we're trying to develop. Sometimes as coaches, we're dumb because we think we know that so-and-so is a better player at this stage in his career than the second kid is. Well, but if the first one is playing tired because he's played, you know, 60 snaps, Well, he's not as good as the second one because he can't play with the same kind of effort. And as coaches, we've got to do a better job. And I thought last night we did. And I thought last night we did a better job of putting people in, and they played with great effort. And so, you know, obviously we were playing Signal Mountain. We wouldn't play in, you know, Sega. We wouldn't play in Riverdale. We wouldn't play in Oakland. We wouldn't play in the teams we play in our league. But at the same time, I thought we played much better.
And physically dominating on defense and, you know, quarterback position and offense, that, you know, that gets a lot of the stars, if you will, you know, a lot of the press. But defensively, to hold a pretty potent offense to 3 points, basically, did a pretty good job.
Absolutely. Thought we did a good job. And they pulled out all the stops. They tried to do some things, you know, that they hadn't been doing. You know, they've got a quarterback that's committed to Kentucky. I mean,
he's pretty good.
You don't. I can't tell you the last time a quarterback in our county committed to an SEC school.
Yeah.
You know, Sonny probably could have if he'd decided to go football, baseball. You know, but you know, Stock still may be able to. And I don't know who all's offered him at this point. But I know quite a few have, but I don't know how many SEC schools. But I mean, we've had some good quarterbacks in our county, and I don't remember too many of them being, you know, quarterbacks in the SEC. You know, when I had Wolkett Smart, he went to Notre Dame. You know, that was pretty neat. But so this kid's a player. I mean, he's not, you know, whether it's 4A or 6A or, you know, whatever. He's been offered by Kentucky, along with many other schools, but he's committed to Kentucky. And so they have weapons, and they're not as deep as we are because they're not as big a school. But, you know, it wasn't something that was easy last night, you know, by any means.
And so obviously put a lot of pressure on him to try to make him do some things that maybe were out of his comfort zone.
Right, and we wanted to put pressure on him, and I thought we did. He can run, too. He's a pocket passer, but he can run. He's a very athletic young man, and so did a good job of putting pressure on him and getting him extremely uncomfortable in the pocket. And then our secondary did a terrific job of really hitting some receivers and pounding on some people, and so I was very pleased with that. I thought our secondary really stepped up big last night against you know, one of the best two or three quarterbacks you're going to face all year.
A couple of offensive players last night that did well for you. You mentioned Chris Lilly. He had 2 receptions, 48 yards, caught a touchdown pass, I think, in the game last night. D. Mathers, almost 100 yards rushing and a touchdown. Antonio Allen, over 50 yards. And Cole Knotgrass, I mean, this kind of back-by-committee thing seems to be working out.
We did. D. played every rep until late on defense. And so I just picked and chose when to put him in the game as a tailback. He busted one early for a touchdown.
That was a long run, wasn't it?
Yes,
something
it
like
was 70 74. Yards, something yeah. like that. It was nice. He only had 4 or 5 carries last night, and we threw the ball more than we did run it last night because they had the box loaded and they had more than we could block up there. But we still were effective running. We kind of knew our running game going in was going to be some zero plays because they have more than you can block at time. But when you busted one, you could have some big plays, and we did that last night. Antonio had a long run the first series of the game on a little belly. He ran that for a touchdown, and then D came in, I don't know, sometime early in the second or late in the first, and had a little counter, and he busted it for a long touchdown and really ran the ball well. And then Cole was the guy that ran it more times than anybody. He only ran it 8 or 9 times, and he had about 60 or 70 yards. And you know, and 2 or 3 of those runs were 15-plus, you know, runs. I mean, so you get some zero plays when everybody put them all in the box. You get some zeros, which I hate because you're behind the chains. I hate getting zero plays. But when they got more in the box than you can block, sometimes that is going to happen. But then when you bust one, you can bust one for pretty big. And then Antonio, I think Antonio had 2 rushing touchdowns, and then D had the one, and then we threw for the other ones, I guess.
We're talking to Philip Shadowins this morning of the Blackman Blaze, 3-1 now on the year. Coach, play Thursday night, short week of practice and all, and go to Oakland High School. They're 2-2 after their win over Gallatin. But both teams are 0-1 looking for that first district win. That when you have a hungry football team, and you know you're playing a hungry football team for a district victory, it's going to be cinch it up a little tighter, I guess.
You do, and somebody gets fed and somebody don't, I guess, if you're going to use the hungry analogy. You know, I mean, somebody's going to feel good about themselves. Somebody's going to be mighty upset. It's just because of the way they do things, I don't know if it even matters about necessarily district. It's just about getting a win.
It's unfortunate, I think, especially for a district like ours.
Right. I mean, you're competing every week the same way. It doesn't really matter. But obviously, it's a TV game on Thursday night. It's against Oakland. You know, one of the rivalries from the county. A very physical team. That's what Tino says. Ever since Tommy's been in Oakland, that's what you can count on. I mean, you know, you can just pop the video in and you can go ahead and before, after about one play, say, okay, they're going to be physical. You know, if you want to just, you know, analyze this team, you know, it's going to be physical. And they're going to play hard. And then you have to go and look at their athletes. And they have athletes at a lot of positions. You know, a talented quarterback. They play two. Both of them are talented. Obviously, probably their best athlete on their team is probably Emmanuel, you know, and they have a lot of good athletes, but he's a kid that can do so many things. Obviously, run, throw, plays great defense as a safety. But a lot of kids, and I haven't got to study a ton of their video yet. I mean, I've watched quite a bit already, but not as, you know, not as much as I will in just a little bit. But I don't know. I love playing against, and I don't get to play, but I mean, you know, with Tommy, you know exactly what you're going to get. I'm not talking about scheme-wise because he does a good job of doing lots of things. But you're going to get great competition. And then if you like to compete, that's what you – I mean, you want to play against teams and against coaches that you know are going to have their kids ready to compete. And that's fun. I mean, and I think a lot of Tommy, I think he does a great job. And I think he's a really good football coach. And
we're going to see two really similar teams in terms of, I mean, there are a lot of similarities between Blackman and Oakland.
The difference is Tommy lifts more weights than I do. I think that's the biggest difference. He's built better than I am.
But you all don't get to play,
right? We don't get to play. He's probably faster than I am too.
He can jump a little higher than you too.
But I'm much taller than he is. But anyway, I do. I think that's the reason I enjoy that game is that, you know, it's going to be a physical game, and I think we coach similar, even though we might have different kind of kids, you know, and whatever, but I think we kind of coach similar, is that we expect our kids to play with a toughness, and if they don't, then it's unacceptable no matter what. Win, lose, draw, I think the similarities is that I can handle losing football games. I mean, that's part of – I mean, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. But I can't handle not being physical, and I can't handle lack of effort. And since Tommy came to Oakland 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, is that's the thing I hear him say all the time. He talks about effort, and he talks about being physical. I don't think you have a chance to have a good football team if you don't do those two things. And so I think that's why I like him, you know. I mean, as far as a coach and as a guy too. But that's fun. I mean, you get to be physical. Where else – and I tell our kids all the time, where else in society can you be as physical as you want to be and you get rewarded for it? I mean, if you're physical in any other part of your society, you're going to jail.
Right.
I mean,
that's true.
That's bad things. I mean, but you get to go play football and cut loose with your best friends, with your teammates, and you get to be as physical as you want to be. And you get rewarded for being physical. You get rewarded for playing with great effort, and you get to have fun and celebrate with your best friends. I mean, what a great game. I mean, what a great game it is that you can do those things. And Thursday night will be one of those. You know, I think the weather's supposed to be good as far as the long-term forecast. And it's not going to be overly hot. You know, it's going to be warm, obviously, but it's not going to be as hot as it was this Friday based on the weather. And it's just going to be a great night for football. It should be a good crowd because it's a Thursday night. So, you know, county people can all come watch a game on Thursday. I know everybody wants to go watch. As far as on this end of the county, wants to go watch Riverdale Seagull on Friday. That'll be a good one. And then on the other end of the county, you have the big rivalry of Smyrna Laverne. You know, so three great county games. And though the end of the county can stay and watch Smyrna Laverne on Friday, the whole county can come to Oakland. Even though Tommy gets all the money, so, you know, if you just want to listen to it on the radio, watch TV, you know, hey, that's just part of it, you know. I don't get any of that. I mean, Blackman High School gets none of that money, but it should be a huge crowd for Oakland, which is good for them because I think they have a limited number of home games this year, so they need that. And
their first home game.
Right. I mean, I think they only got four.
Yeah.
And there he comes in. Tommy, so I just
his head's a little bigger now that you talked about it tonight.
Now I know he's not listening anymore, and I can say what I really think about it. I'm just kidding, but it should – I know Oakland needs a big crowd. I think they only got four home games. And so everybody ought to come. It's Thursday night. I mean, support your local high schools. And you know, to provide for as many kids as each team in our league has, I mean, it costs a ton of money. And nobody, and you hate because...
And you're not working with taxpayer dollars
and sometimes parents get frustrated because they feel like, well, I got to fundraise. You know, it costs a ton of money to outfit one kid, and then every school feeds them before the game, and you know, all the things that you have to do along with take care of your facilities, and so it does cost a lot. So, you know, go to a football game this week. Go to two. Go to one on Thursday night, and then pick one of whichever end of the county you want to your own. Pick one, either Smyrna Laverne or Riverdale and Siegel up here, and you know, support the high schools. And the kids love playing in front of big crowds. And I heard Ron say it when I was on the way in that, you know, the crowds in our county are bigger than most college crowds, unless you go to a Division I school, sure, or a pretty good size 1AA school. And the kids enjoy that. You know, it's making memories for them. So we ought to have three great games in our county next week, and that starts Thursday night with us versus Oakland.
Well, it's going to be fun. We will have it on the radio and be over at Oakland High School for the battle with the Blackman Blaze. And, again, we're really looking forward to this one. Somebody's going to pick up their first district win, Coach, and as we approach the midseason point, I think it's a huge game in a lot of aspects for your team and for his.
It is, because it's momentum too. You know, yeah. You know, they got well last night against Gallatin, and we got well last night against Signal Mountain after both of us had kind of disappointing defeats the week before. And so you want to gain some momentum. You want to get some traction going and kind of keep going forward. And for us, it's by winning the next one, which is Oakland. And for them, it would be by beating us. So, you know, both of us have the same aspirations, the same goals. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're going to show up and be ready to play football game. And it should be a lot of fun.
Philip, I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Philip Shadone's joining us. His team, a 41-10 winner at Signal Mountain last night. 3-1 going into the game Thursday night with Oakland. They're 2-2. Both teams looking for their first district win. We will have that game here on WGNS Thursday as part of our State Farm Prep Football Doubleheader Week, as we'll be broadcasting Riverdale Siegel on Friday. Speaking of Siegel, we're going to talk to Greg Wyatt next here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hope you'll stay with us live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS Murfreesboro. We'll be back.